You have an obligation.
You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who lives in you. Romans 8 verses 9 to 11.
I bless you to believe that if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, the Spirit of God lives in you, and your spirit has been made alive by God's Spirit. God's Spirit has imbued your spirit with righteousness.
Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. Romans 8:12.
I bless you to understand that although your spirit is saved and alive by God's Spirit, your mind and the rest of your body is dead because of sin living in it. God controls your spirit, but it's up to you whether you will let Him control your mind, your emotions, and your actions and reactions.
Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation.
You have a choice to surrender your mind, emotions, and actions to the Spirit that lives in your spirit, or to surrender your mind, emotions, and actions to the sinful nature that still lives in you.
For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Romans 8, verses 13 and 14.
I bless you to choose to have your mind, your emotions, and your actions and reactions led and controlled by the Spirit who lives in your spirit. I bless you.